It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Off the draw, the Bruins trying to glove it ahead. Lindholm out to center ice. Marchand shoots just wide. Back of the net, Marchand with three. Took a check from Montour. Bruins win.
You know, I just want to move forward. I don't want to be any distraction to our team. You know, the guys know how I feel about them.
It's David Pastrnak who got benched after a bad turnover in that Kraken game that the Bruins won 2-0. They've now won in shutouts in their last two games. It was one from Korpisalo. It's only 20 saves against the Flyers. And then Swayman last night, or two nights ago, I should say, 23 saves to blank the Kraken. Not two of the better teams in the NHL, to be sure. But the Flyers beat you. They blanked you last week. And, yeah, exactly.
You're saying a lot of things that I don't know why are suddenly making me laugh. That Kraken game made me think of, like, you know, that game was popping, or like it's an adjective, right? It's the description.
And then they got
now
blanked.
That blanked.
You really got blanked.
I don't know what's going on in my head right now, but this isn't the bitching hour. This is Weird Andy hour.
Hey, listen, everybody's a little stressed.
Election
out
day
right
has me stressed.
It's election day.
Trade deadline. Did you know it was also National Donut Day? And like,
I did not know it was National Donut Day.
Where
I
are looked the donuts?
Around. That's what I was looking around. I was like, "Hey, everybody, where's the donuts?"
Well, it's not like they were going to send it to this show either. So it was.
How come we get screwed?
The only people who are getting anything is the morning and the midday show. Yeah. We get nothing. We get the forks, we get the napkins, and occasionally when it's really lucky, we get some ketchup packets.
Yeah.
And that's it. We get nothing.
Why is that?
Don't know.
Complete tease. It's like a reminder, like, "Hey, look at what we use to eat all this delicious food."
I'm driving
food
in here. I'm listening
earlier
to Jones and Keefe do backflips over the D'Angelo's delivery.
Yeah.
I love D'Angelo's.
Oh, I do too.
D'Angelo's I love D'Angelo's.
Number 9, solid.
I could talk about D'Angelo's for an hour. I'd do an hour on D'Angelo's.
In fact, we are. I think you owe us D'Angelo's.
Might be doing that right now, and we get nothing. It's unbelievable.
Steak
anyway,
and cheese with extra cheese. Mm-mm.
Notwithstanding, David Pastrnak was benched. The Bruins are winning. Is Jim Montgomery out of the woods here, or what do you think?
Out of the woods sounds strong, but certainly has stopped the bleeding, to use a phrase. Mm-hmm. The tourniquet is tight, and we've stopped the bleeding. Because I was just, you know, you look at the standings, and we were talking about, they're in last place. Now you're a point out of second place.
Right.
Like, things have changed quite a bit. We have talked about the fact that if this team is going to win, it's going to win by probably stopping more goals than scoring more goals, right? And that's how they've won the last couple games. Let's stop goals. Defense, goaltending, play that way. The whole thing with Pastrnak after the thing with Marchand, is he sort of picking the biggest guy in prison and punching him in the face kind of thing to turn around the team? I don't know.
Kind of, yeah.
Is that like what he's doing?
I tell you, I kind of like it.
Is it working?
I think, they won, right? I mean, they might have won that game anyway.
There's a scoreboard, yeah.
Pastrnak
so
or not, but I kind of like it. I kind of like him saying, "Hey, you know what? I know you're the best player on this team right now. This team's underperforming, and I'm going to make an example." And he did, and they won, and it seemed like Pastrnak handled it okay. I think that was maybe a good thing for him to do there. Prison yard, I think, is a good analogy.
I also think he may have reached the falling down moment with Russell stomping on the cars, and he doesn't give a bleep. They're going to fire me anyway, so F it. I'm going down doing whatever the hell I want. What are they going to do, fire me? They've already decided. I'm already on the hot seat. Keefe already reported I'm going to be fired. So I think they're... You know, they say that the person who's most dangerous is the one who has nothing left to lose. I feel like he might have reached the point where he felt like he had nothing left to lose. And ironically, they've won two games in a row.
They have.
So maybe that's all it took, and maybe this will be the inflection point or the turning point of the season, and this blow up, and they'll go on a run. Because everybody thought they were going to be a pretty good hockey team, correct?
Yeah.
Didn't we have Razor home opener at, where was it?
That would be at Scores.
At Scores.
Definitely not the Fours.
Didn't he tell us they could be a cup contender? Maybe it was Scott and one of his. Like, both guys, I feel like at some point.
I think they both said that,
alluded to them being a cup contender. Well, they were anything but that to start the season, but it's still relatively early, and if they do, for whatever reason, hit their stride a little bit, and I do think that has to be preventing goals more than scoring goals. I don't think they're ever going to score a lot of goals.
Yeah, doesn't seem like that's going to happen. And one of the guys that they were hoping might be able to come in here, change of scenery guy, big lumbering forward, and Max Jones got waived today. This was just announced about an hour and a half ago. Bruins had high hopes for this guy. He was a first-round pick with the Ducks, 26 years old, big guy, 6'3", 220, and he just could not do anything. The only thing I remember him doing all year in all the games I watched, I don't think he had a single point. The only thing I remember him doing was slashing the ref. Or slashing the linesman, I guess it was, in that first Panthers game. Remember that?
Oh, I do.
He came over and tied up with somebody, you know, one of those guys. I forget who it even was. And here comes the linesman. He just turns around, bam, gets him right in the hand. And that's basically the one thing that he did all season. He could clear by Wednesday, go down to Providence. He could still be with the team. I'd imagine he'll probably get picked up somewhere else just because he's a big forward. But that was a swing that they took, and it was a swing and a miss. And unfortunately, it seems like there hasn't been a lot of big hits. You know, the Bruins right now, I'd say Lindholm's been fine. What's his name? The defenseman's been fine. You know, no one's really been good. But some of these more secondary signings that they had in the offseason don't seem to be panning out very well. And listen, they're recognizing it early, at least. So there's something to be said for that.
Do we want to give Brian Fazoko the chance to put his headphones on? He's not even listening.
Nope.
Brian.
What's going
Brian,
on back there?
What are you guys doing back there?
Yeah, what's happening back there?
Sorry, I was scratching him.
He was explaining to me you get on after you get a tattoo. And he was showing me how it
I was trying to explain to him what getting a tattoo feels like.
You were scratching each other?
Yeah, so I took his hand and I was like, it's kind of like this, over and over and over and over and over. Don't mind us.
Okay, so the real reason.
I'm really sorry we asked.
Brian, you have a theory on Jim Montgomery and the Bruins that I was going to give you an opportunity to share with the audience before you're getting scratched by your fellow producer.
Well, and so I was saying this last week when I was filling in with Jones and Keefe in the midday show. No, they didn't, unfortunately. That's why I'm back here with you.
Those guys are more like tickle fights.
Exactly.
Pat.
Yeah.
Caress.
I remember they were talking about how Claude Julien, when the Bruins canned him, it was during the Patriots parade back in 2016. It was when they beat the Falcons. That's when they fired him. They're notorious for these news dumps, whether it be Friday evening or during a big event like the Patriots parade. So I was thinking, what's the next big event going to be?
Donut day?
NFL trade deadline. No, the election tonight. And I thought, if the Bruins, again, lost, you know, either one of the games over the weekend, both of the games over the weekend, he has this one final shot against Toronto. Like I said last week, Toronto just keeps bailing out the Bruins and Jim Montgomery, and this would sort of be his last kick at the can. And this would be a perfect night for the Bruins to dump the news, hide it under election night, and if you want, NFL trade deadline, and people wouldn't even really react to it the next morning and just sort of be swept under the rug.
But you think that's still an option or no?
I think if it looks like the Carolina game from last week, 8-2 or whatever it was, and you're not getting shots on net, and it just nobody's covering guys in the slot, it just looks like they're not playing for the coach. And if it looks like the only reason they won over the weekend is because you played two crap teams, then I think it's in play. But
yeah,
I think it would
Leafs
have to
they
look
always beat
real.
The Leafs.
Well, that's the thing.
And that'd be a three-game win streak.
And isn't Austin Matthews
playing? So, after a win tonight, I don't think they're doing it. I'm saying the only way they do it tonight is if it looks like that Carolina game where they just get absolutely blown out, outclassed, look horrible. Plus, Austin Matthews is out tonight for Toronto, which would be an even worse look if they look, you know, if they get killed. So I think if they lose tonight in bad fashion, Montgomery might be gone. But I think, you know, as long as they keep it competitive close, he'll probably stay till at least Thanksgiving.
Yeah. The Bruins also got smaller yesterday when they signed Tyler Johnson, who's like 5'6". he's
a small Johnson?
He's a small Johnson out there and is an older guy.
He's a short player named Johnson, Stiz.
Gotta toe the line.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, Stiz. When'd you get all shy?
Jeez, you were just scratching another man's hand for some reason.
We need
not
to think
there's anything
that
wrong with
more.
That. I just...
I'm going to talk to Ken during the commercial break.
You know what a tattoo feels like? You ever seen a grown man naked?
Stop. I did not say it in that creepy monotone.
And the best part was when we were both eyes on you and you both realized we were watching and talking to you and you were sort of a bit caught or whatever.
It was like, oh, God.
Hand in the cookie jar.
Yes.
It was. Well, Lord. I don't know. I don't know how we follow this. This has been two really great segments in a row. It's been a
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.